Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me 7 till the hour. Have a great visit with our good friend Tom Masacker. His new book is called The Business of Belief. Tom, when's it going to be out?
Well, hopefully early next year. Right. Assuming the Mayans aren't correct, it'll come out probably.
You know, folks, right there, what Tom just said and what we're doing right now is one of the advantages that you have because you listen to the show. Because as you know, I don't know anybody else out there who is tapped into as many really smart people like Tom Masacker who are working on projects and who literally serialize their next project. So a book that may be a bestseller next year, you get to hear about it in its formative stages. So, those are some of the advantages of hanging out with me, and I appreciate all of our Brain Trust members for doing this. We've been doing this now for a long, long time. Tom, one of the things we've been talking about, the thing we've been talking about is this concept of belief, the business of belief, as your book is titled. And why do people do what they do? Why do they, you know, and how the marketplace is changing to where people are more focused on what they believe than so much what they need. And one of the questions that I have for you is, how does a small business owner find what people believe? Do they try to create the belief? You know, we hear about things going viral, or, you know, cupcakes have gone nuts. I don't understand that at all. But do we try to create some product or some idea that people want to glom onto, and maybe we get lucky, or do we just look at customers, observe them, and discover what they believe, and then give that to them? Do we create it, or do we find it? I guess is what I should ask.
I guess it's a combination of the two, right? You find it, and then you create what you're trying to attract them to. It's like, I look at changing a belief as like crossing a suspension bridge, mm-hmm. stretched above like a raging river, right? So before somebody's going to cross this bridge, no matter how small it is, they have to know about it. They have to look at the other side and see what's there and be motivated mm-hmm. to cross it. Now, a lot of these bridges are really short, stable ones. Oh, I think I'll try this new wine. It's a novel experience.
Right.
Right? But there's also, like, these long, scary bridges. Oh, I've got to get rid of, you know, my insurance company and go with a new insurance company. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I want to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are skilled at motivating others to cross these bridges, they're not trying to manipulate them. What they're doing is they're showing them a new destination,
mm-hmm.
a transformed way of feeling and thinking and acting that is aligned with their personal desires and values right now. Look at Gandhi pulled India, right, out of British rule into
right.
independence,
right?
Because he understood not just what the Indians wanted, their beliefs and desires, but he understood the beliefs and desires of the British authorities, too.
Mm-hmm.
So once you understand those things, then you can create something that pulls those beliefs and desires and values along. Cupcakes are a perfect example. I mean, you have to think about, why are people doing this? What is it about cupcakes that are making people stand in line and pay this kind of money?
Right.
And, oh, that's how they're feeling? Why can't I do that with X?
But see, a cupcake for most small businesses, though, the cupcake phenomenon is an outlier, as far as I'm concerned. If you're not going to, the chances of being tapping into an outlier like that is small. But it's so amazing, Tom. How many things? How many solutions? How many answers? To the question of success comes from asking customers what they want, asking customers
what
they believe.
How it turns Starbucks around just by doing that
yeah.
exact thing,
yeah.
right?
Folks, all these things, you know, this concept of the business of belief, you know, sounds a little, maybe it sounds a little esoteric, a little touchy-feely, a little ephemeral, but let me tell you something. It's all right there in the customer's head. Just ask them. Just get close to them. Stay close to them. Tom, that's what I think is the key to success for the 21st century in the age of the customer. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Give us the website again, please.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
Check it out. Or TomAsacker.com. Tom, thanks for previewing your book here on the show. We're looking forward to the launch. We expect to launch it on the show. We'll come back and talk about this some more.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Tom joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.